hairline? Then speak to Beacon Hair Restoration. Using the latest technology, we provide hair loss treatments and transplants with no cutting, stitches, scalpels or linear scarring. All procedures are performed by doctors with natural results guaranteed. Prices start from just €2,400, including 12 months aftercare. Beacon Hair Restoration of Dublin. Book your free, no obligation consultation now at beaconhairrestoration.ie.
Disney Plus has an offer to bring you joy.
Make some noise!
For $3.99 a month for 3 months, you'll get the record-breaking hit Inside Out 2.
Let's do this.
The new season of the Emmy Award-winning The Bear.
That's how restaurants at the highest level operate.
The critically acclaimed
Only Murders in the Building.
As well as original series like Marvel Television's Agatha All Along. All for $3.99 a month for 3 months on Disney Plus. Streaming this September. Offer ends 27th September. Must be 18 plus. Auto renews at $13.99 a month.
Where you work, who you work with, and how you feel on a Sunday night matters. For over a decade, Barden have been making Sunday nights feel better. Whether you're in finance or tech, admin or analytics, law or life sciences, your future is too important to leave to chance. Barden. Recruitment, but better.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Don't forget that return again. Send it back like a boss with Unpost Returns. We even collect from your door. Unpost, for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning, I'm John Hart. Schools and universities across Lebanon have been ordered to remain closed, with Israel continuing its assault on Hezbollah targets. Officials there claim some 500 people had died in the airstrikes, making yesterday the deadliest day of conflict in Lebanon since 2006. Israel has issued evacuation orders warning civilians to leave any area near where Hezbollah may be operating. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is set to meet the UN Secretary General at the UN General Assembly held in New York later on today, discussing the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine, as well as issues such as climate change. The summit taking place amid the backdrop of all-out war in the Middle East following the Israeli airstrikes. Taoiseach Simon Harris says some countries have applied a very inconsistent approach to war in Israel and Ukraine.
Quite rightly, the world stands largely united against Russian aggression. But when it comes to the horrific humanitarian catastrophe in the Middle East, there's still far too much whataboutery and an inconsistent application of international law, and that should be something that everybody really needs to reflect on very seriously in the days ahead at the UN General Assembly.
The body of a man found dead in County Clare 40 years ago is set for exhumation in the coming hours. 23-year-old Patrick Nugent was working at Bunratty Folk Park when he died there in unexplained circumstances, as Stephanie Rohan reports.
This exhumation comes 2 years after Gardaí launched a cold case review into the death of Patrick Nugent. The 23-year-old was a banquet manager at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park and was working at a 40th wedding anniversary on February the 11th, 1984. His body was found with serious injuries outside at around 4 a.m. A man was charged with manslaughter but was acquitted. Patrick's family always believe he died violently and his death wasn't investigated properly. Gardaí are holding a press conference this morning and his remains are set to be exhumed.
Gardaí in Dublin are searching for a man who hijacked a car with a five-month-old baby inside yesterday afternoon. The baby's mother had just stepped out of the car when it was stolen in Mountjoy Square. The baby was found around 2 hours later in the car parked in North Richmond Street. Colm Keena of the Irish Times says Gardaí now have a solid idea who they're looking for.
They're gathering CCTV footage. They've asked members of the public who are in the two locations that they're interested in to get in contact, especially drivers who might have dash cam footage, that sort of stuff. And there are reports that they have an idea of who it is they're looking for. It might be a middle-aged man who's apparently got addiction problems and is known to the Gardaí.
The department, Shane Harrods, is looking into whether current staff are involved in allegations against former owner Mohammed Al Fayed. Five women allege they were raped by the Egyptian businessman who died last year at the age of 94. Others are claiming sexual misconduct, with the UK Crown Prosecution Service twice deciding not to prosecute Al Fayed after reviewing files of the evidence.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
And a Chinese zoo has admitted its pandas are actually just painted dogs, the New York Post reports. Some visitors at Shanghai Zoo raised concerns after the so-called pandas began to pant and bark. The zoo has since admitted the animals were two dyed chow chow dogs. Sport is next.
There are silent conversations that happen on our roads every day between drivers and older pedestrians like me. When we catch each other's eye to say, "Do you see me?" or "I'm crossing." But when people don't look out for each other, those connections can be missed. And so can I.
Too many older pedestrians are being killed on our roads. When we look out for each other,
we keep each other safe.
Please look out for older pedestrians. From the Road Safety Authority. Visit rsa.ie.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Shamrock Rovers have closed within 4 points of the top flight leaders Shelburne after last night's 1-0 Derby Day win over Bohemians at Tallaght Stadium, courtesy of a late strike from Graham Burke, giving Stephen Bradley's side all the points. Elsewhere, Drogheda and Galway played out a scoreless draw. Athlone Town had a 1-0 win over UCD in the First Division, while Treaty United beat Cove Ramblers 3-0 in the Munster Derby. 2 days on from the Premier League draw with Arsenal, Manchester City back in action this evening against Watford at the Etihad in the third round of the Carabao Cup. Several Premier League clubs in action, including Aston Villa, Chelsea and Leicester. Meanwhile, City are waiting patiently to find out the full extent of the knee injury to their star man Rodri, the Spanish midfielder back in his native country, for assessment on what could be an ACL injury. Marty Moore is retired from rugby on medical advice. The 33-year-old Ulster prop began his career with Leinster. He also played for Wasps and Ireland. And an All-Irish clash at the British Open in snooker, where Antrim's Mark Allen faces off Cork's Aaron Hill for a place in the last 32.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors, your Volkswagen electric vehicle experts for counties Galway and Louth. See VolkswagenGalway.ie or VolkswagenLouth.ie to learn more about e-mobility.
Dublin traffic breakdown on the M50 northbound off ramp at Junction 15 Carrick. Mines in the left lane. Slow on the M50 between the M1 interchange and the Blanche Junction 6 exit. Also slow this morning, Dramartin Link Road between the M50 and Kilmacud Road. That the worst of it so far this morning. And Cork traffic on the South Ring Road westbound. Delays from the Dunkettle towards a crash at Bloomfield in the right lane. The usual delays elsewhere. Traffic now busy on the M11 in Wicklow Rathnew because of an incident further ahead, which has since been cleared. Traffic slow in Galway on the Tuam Road and in Limerick on the Ballinacurra Road and St Nessins Road.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mixture of cloud and sunny spells, some well-scattered showers. Highest overall temperatures in light to moderate winds of 12 to 16 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of the amazing 80s each weekday from noon with Trina Mara, only in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, would you like to play 7 Deadly Spins? Would you like to win some cash? We play this every day around this time.
Oh, it's a I ask questions. 0008.
Here's today's. According to the expression, women with what colour hair have more fun? If you think you know the answer, text to WhatsApp 0871880008.
Is it redheads?
No, it's not. There's a clue. Not redheads.
Chance to win the cash on the way after New Radicals on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. New Radicals, you get what you give. It is 8:13 on Tuesday morning. Colm and Lucy in the morning. Colm's on his morning. Holidays this week.
Yep.
He's in Albufeira.
He's in Portugal.
Keep an eye out for him.
Now on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. If you're ready to win, we're ready to spin. As we play Seven Deadly Spins. With Julie Kilmartin's outstanding revision courses and weekly grinds. On site in Limerick and Ennis and online nationwide at kes.ie.
Okay, we asked this tease. According to the expression, no, I don't think this is true because I have brown hair. According to the expression, women with what colour hair have more fun? Apparently, it's blondes.
Apparently.
Apparently. Melissa O'Shea and Delgany, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. How is it going with you and your very quiet children?
Yeah, very good. We're on the way to school.
Okay, can we please have names and ages?
So we have Sam, he's 12, and Summer is 9.
Sam and Summer, what lovely names. Okay, well, Sam is 12, so he probably hasn't spoken to you properly.
Yeah.
Or is he still communicating now that he's a tween?
No, he's still a little sweetheart.
Oh, good. Okay.
Are they normally this well-behaved or just because you're on the radio?
Most of the time, they're well-behaved.
Oh, my God. And do you get on well, guys? You too?
They can't hear you. Do you want me to put you on speaker? Hang on.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
it's Auntie Lucy here and Uncle Nobby.
You don't need to shout louder, they'll still hear you.
Oh yes, okay, they're not actually beside me in the car. Good.
Hi guys!
Hi guys! Do you have your packed lunches?
Yeah. Have your lunches?
Yeah.
Did you do all your homework?
Did you do all of your homework, guys?
No.
No?
Good.
Who
good
said
answer.
No? Bet there was Sam.
Okay.
Are you guys going to help your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how much money she might win this morning, first of all.
Ooh, we're spinning the wheel, guys.
Yes. Okay, it is a four-digit figure. 1,100 euro is what you're playing for.
Wow,
I know. Summer, can you imagine the amount of stuff you could get with your mum's money?
All the stuff.
Because I know, I have two little girls, and girls like to spend cash.
Now, Melissa, if you can flick back onto normal, not speakerphone, that will probably help you for the answers, so we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. They might be too tricky for Sam and Summer. Okay, so we'll stick 49 seconds on the clock, and you have 7 questions to answer in that time, and we have to take your first answer, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Which actress played the character Ellie Woods in Legally Blonde? Or Elle Woods?
Not a knife.
I can't think of her name. Pass.
Don't worry. Complete the lyrics from this Mary Poppins. A spoonful of sugar
helps the medicine go down.
Which item did Mary Poppins use to help her fly?
Umbrella.
What nickname for an umbrella is regularly used in the UK and Ireland?
Brawley.
TV pundit Joe Brawley played Gaelic football for which county?
Kerry.
Name the school featured in the show Derry Girls.
No.
Sunnydale High School.
I've started so I finished. Do you start so you finish?
No, once the clock goes, I can't. Oh, I can't finish. No, if I break the rules, I'm going to get fired.
It rhymes with Kerry. Derry.
Derry.
Yes, well done. Was that Summer? Is that Summer who shouted Derry?
I think so.
Very brainy. Okay, so let's go through them. The first one, you're going to slap yourself across the face, but hopefully not when you're driving.
Yeah.
Not a knife.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh my God, I could see her face, but I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah.
With a spoon.
You got to help some medicine go down. Mary Poppins does have an umbrella. Umbrella is, the nickname is Brolly, you got that right. Joe Brolly played for Derry. Now, I wouldn't have got this. The school featured in the show Derry Girls is Our Lady Immaculate College.
Tough.
That was very
hard. It rings
hard.
A bell, but I wouldn't have got it.
I can just see Child of Prague now in my face.
I love the nun in Derry Girls.
Great show.
I want her to be my friend in real life. Melissa, you didn't do too badly. Guys, you should be very, very proud of your mum. They should be very proud. And will you give them a big hug from me, Melissa?
I will, of course.
It was lovely talking to you all. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
God bless.
Okay, bye. Bye. Hey, kids. Remember this from Sing? It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Love Sing.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Down the road, leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. And no, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
Good morning.
I haven't seen that. I don't know if it's even out yet, the documentary about his life, his career, his music, his family.
So over Elton. I said goodbye to him on his first tour, which started 10 years ago.
I was saying goodbye to that Yellow Brick Road for a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Very long
just
road.
I feel like... Buongiorno.
So we've been talking all morning, well, a little bit of the morning about, I don't know how even pasta came up. Was it Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton throws her pasta up at the ceiling and it sticks to it, right?
So
I said, the reason why her spaghetti is sticking to her ceiling is because she doesn't put oil in the water when she's cooking the pasta.
And as soon as you...
Nobby fainted.
I was like, what? Oh, she starts to say, what? You put oil? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Next thing we know... We have Gordon Ramsay confirming it.
He'll say anything.
And that's not true.
Gennaro Contaldo.
We think.
Was in my corner.
We think.
I just can't.
Said don't use oil.
I just can't find a bit of Gennaro. I was talking about not putting oil, but I'm fairly sure I once heard him say it.
So we've gone and found ourselves an authentic Italian.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell us what's going on. Who is it? I'm nervous.
I don't know. I don't know if this is an Italian name. Maybe it is now. Diana. Okay, so she is from Italy.
Italy.
Okay.
Hi guys, this is Diana here. I'm Italian and definitely not olive oil into
what?
The boiled water when you cook pasta. So the olive oil is just to seasoning the pasta,
yes.
Actually, because the pasta already released their own starch.
Yes.
So you don't need to do that because the only thing that you need is just stir the pasta into the hop. To avoid that stick on the bottom. So enjoy seasoning your pasta with olive oil, tomato sauce, wherever you want, and buon appetito.
You need that.
Oh my god,
you need that.
Right there is the reason why I got married initially. I adore the Italian accent.
There you go. There's Diana. You could listen to her.
Diana, yeah.
Listen to her all day.
Yes, maybe we should get her to do some liners first.
But in case anyone didn't fully hear there, she said you do not put it into the water.
No, she said you stir the pasta. That's how you avoid it sticking.
Now, that starchy water.
That's not found Dolly Parton and tell her.
What? That starchy water, you use a little bit of that to, you know, loosen the sauce, but not tomato-based ragouts, which Colm Hayes once said, yeah, you're going to put some starchy water in, man. I was like, not in a ragu, Colm. Not in a ragu.
Wait a second. For fear of sounding completely thick.
That pasta water.
But ragu, what do you mean? What's a ragu?
A ragu is a slow cooked beef dish with tomato that you've cooked for hours and hours and hours. You do not add water to it at the end. That's the whole point of cooking it for hours.
Yeah, but what if you need to thin it out?
You don't.
Would you put in a little bit of the olive oil?
What would Diana do? Ask yourself
that.
No,
we can't phone her again. She's got to go to work.
She's also throwing a bit of shade at Gordon. Gordon Ramsay is just a flash business owner.
He's a potential Living with Lucy. I love him.
Sorry, and also Gordon Ramsay is a good chef, but actually is not Italian.
Exactly.
And he has a clue what the real pasta is making. Ooh. Bye.
If in doubt.
Stop phoning Diana just to get her to slag me off.
Listen to Gennaro. Look at the way he sings about the food.
Come look. Get inside. Look at the colour. Pork makes everything tasting good. Wine goes in.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good bit of advice. He also says, don't ever buy cooking wine.
Why would you?
You only cook with the wine.
The wine you bring it is the wine you use. Do not use a cooking wine.
Use the wine you're going to drink.
I didn't know there was a thing called cooking wine.
Oh, there is. Yeah, it's dirt. It's acidic.
God.
It's awful.
Yeah, but like, you don't really want to waste your wine on your food.
Just a bit. It's 8:25. Thank you for all the olive oil cooking, whatever you want to call it.
Tips and advice.
Exactly. Thank you.
Classic Hits at Work.
How are you? It's Trina. Here's one for you. If the workman working in your house was going for a smoke break all day long, would you say it or keep your mouth shut?
I'd leave it. I really would. I'd just leave it.
My advice, keep strum. Say nothing. Otherwise, they'll just walk off the job.
I'll take the kettle out of the kitchen because you know yourself. With no kettle, there's no smokes and there's no breaks. And that's builders for you, Trina. Love the show.
You've had your say. I'll chat to you weekday mornings from 10 till 2.
With the Tile Hub, discover the perfect blend of style, quality and convenience with our expert bathroom renovations. TheTileHub.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Cruise to Britain or France with Irish Ferries.
For easy going travel, book now on irishferries.com and see travel differently.
Throbbing head, sore back, the aches and pains of cold and flu. No one pain is the same. But for all those everyday pains, there's a moment when you start to feel release. That moment when you start to get back to being you. And you feels amazing. Panadol Extra Film Coated Tablets. Powerful pain relief. Release starts here. Contains paracetamol. Always read the label leaflet.
The new Corolla Hybrid Electric range is here at Toyota Sandyford. And the Corolla Cross SUV is the latest addition to the iconic family. Spacious and beautifully designed. It's perfect for growing families everywhere. With exceptional electric drive time across the range, including the saloon, and no plugging in. The next generation is ready to take over. Order today from Toyota Sandyford, the home of hybrid electric. Built for a better world. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
Air. This is the network made for all, with Dublin's fastest and most reliable broadband speeds. For all the north side, for all the south side, for all those citywide. Experience Dublin's fastest and most reliable broadband speeds with Air Fibre Broadband and get €50 off your bill. Go in store or visit air.ie. Air. For all. Subject to availability and location. For Ookla substantiation, offer details and full terms, see air.ie/reliable.
Living alone can feel lonely, especially as we get older. But with a home share, you don't have to face it alone. We match you or your loved one with the perfect live-in companion. Someone who'll provide company, a helping hand around the home, and peace of mind overnight. The Home Chair helps you remain living in the home you love, reducing the need to move to a nursing home, and costs less than €250 per month. See thehomeshare.ie. Together, helping each other.
Are you a nurse or a nurse manager looking for new opportunities and career progression? Bonsecours Hospital Cork have positions available in specialities such as theatre, cardiothoracic and oncology, along with other career opportunities. Come and join us at our Nurse Recruitment Open Day on Saturday the 28th of September from 9am to 2pm. Meet the team and tour our state-of-the-art new facilities. See bonsecours.ie for more information. Advanced medicine, exceptional care.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyex Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ladies, you're damn right. You can't read a man's mind. We're living in two tribes and heading for war.
Against Radio, Girls Aloud, Love Machine. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. Just the simple facts that are, you know, you should maybe know, but you don't know.
Yeah.
We learned this morning that rabbits don't actually have pads like the way cats and dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
They just have fluff underneath their feet.
And apparently your ears keep growing until you die.
Until you die. Brian has one that will blow our mind, apparently.
Morning, Lucy. Morning, Abby. Just
morning.
A little mind-boggling fact for you.
Go
Did
on.
You know?
Yeah.
There are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on a beach.
What?
Yeah, hard to imagine. Brian and Cork, love the show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Brian!
That's an interesting one.
That is an interesting one.
Well, some of these we probably need to verify, but
yeah. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Anyway, it's 8:32 now. Let's get an update from John.
Thanks, Abby. Good morning. The Israeli military has said it hit dozens of Hezbollah targets in several areas of southern Lebanon overnight after yesterday's airstrikes killed at least 492 people, including 35 children. The body of Patrick Nugent, a man who died in mysterious circumstances in February 1984, will be exhumed by Gardaí in County Clare as part of their renewed investigation into his death. Simon Harris has said world leaders gathering in New York for the UN General Assembly need to reflect on the fact that there is inconsistency in the application of international law when it comes to the actions of Russia and Israel. Gardaí in Dublin are still searching for a man who hijacked a car in Mountjoy Square with a five-month-old baby inside yesterday. A new variant of COVID-19, which spreads more easily, has been found in Europe just in time for another surge of the virus over the coming months. And just 30% of female professionals believe their employer provides workplace supports for women's health issues such as menopause, perimenopause and fertility issues, according to a survey out this morning. Shamrock Rovers closed within 4 points of the league leaders Shelburne last night, courtesy of a 1-0 win over the great rivals Bohemians at Tallaght Stadium, thanks to Graham Burke's late strike. Drogheda and Galway playing out a scoreless draw. 2 days on from the draw with Arsenal, Manchester City back in action in the Carabao Cup. They'll face Watford of the Championship. The full extent of Rodri's knee injury will become clear. The Manchester City midfielder in Spain for further assessment on what's likely to be an ACL injury. Marty Moore's called time on his rugby career on medical advice, and an all-Irish clash at the British Open in snooker this morning as Antrim's Mark Allen faces Cork's Aaron Hill.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors. Accelerate into the future with Western Motors, your approved Volkswagen dealer, celebrating 60 years of motoring excellence in 2024.
Cork traffic, a crash in the South Ring Road westbound. Bloomfield has now been cleared. There's a long queue, 3 kilometres apparently, before the Dunkettle interchange from the M8 motorway this morning. The Glanmire Road southbound, very, very heavy. From the Goyleskull to Glanmire, roundabout delays on the North Ring Road from Ballinderry Park to Tinker's Cross, and delays between Boys Crescent and Ballyhooly Road Junction as well. Slow in Limerick on the Corbly Road, the Roxburgh Road, the Kilmallock Road and the Ballysimon Road. Very heavy in Galway this morning in the Newcastle area of the city. The Barna Road eastbound delays towards Capper Road Junction. Slow on the Old Dublin Road in the capital. The M50 southbound slow this morning. Blanche to Fairhouse, the N4 inbound passing Leakslip is heavy. The East Dunorgan Road also one of those heavily congested spots as well. A cloudy start, some sunny spells on the way. Top temperatures, light winds 12 to 16 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thanks so much, John. 8:35 now, Colm and Lucy in the morning. Thanks to the good people at Neuix.ie. Book a kitchen design consultation with one of their experts who will work with you every step of the way to ensure your dream kitchen becomes a reality.
Thank you.
We've got to talk to a little person.
Because Big Fibber is coming up.
They're going to Kerry at the weekend.
I know, it's quite exciting actually when you think about it.
Watch out, Kerry. This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the night living in the best of paradise. Been spending most of the night living in the best of paradise. Keep spending most of the night living in the best of
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me why.
The money and the power, minute after minute, hour after hour,
Everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
With Colm and Lucy in the morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ooh, and it's time to play
Big Fibber.
With Bunratty Castle and Folk Park.
With more for kids, a colourful carousel, adorable animals and the Bunratty Express train.
There's more to Bunratty Castle and Folk Park than you think.
Bunrattycastle.ie.
Right, Lucy.
Okay, let's play Big Fibber.
Talk to you. Hi, Finn.
Hi, Finn. How's it going?
Good.
Are you well?
Yeah.
Hey. Happy nearly birthday on Friday.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
What age are you going to be?
8.
Whoa! You've got yourself a job and a wife. What are you going to do? Will you have your birthday party at the weekend?
We're going out to Kerry.
You're going
out to Kerry?
Can Lucy and I come to your birthday?
Yeah.
Are we invited?
Who's going to Kerry?
Maybe, okay.
Maybe, he's going to see how we get on. Who's going to Kerry with you?
My friend Jack.
Oh, Jack is going to Kerry. And are you going to stay in a tent or are you going to stay in a hotel?
We're staying in a house.
Oh, in a house?
Airbnb, is it?
Is it Jack's house?
No.
No.
A rented house.
A rented house. Okay. So this is very exciting as well. I hear that you live in Galway, but you were born in Australia.
Oh my God.
My dad's from Australia too.
Your dad was born in Australia. So you have an Irish passport and an Australian passport.
Dual citizenship.
Yeah. That'll be very handy if you want to go to Australia because it's very hot there. It's very cold here.
Yeah. How did you get from Australia to Ireland? Did you swim on a crocodile?
Good question.
No.
No.
Did you fly on the back of a seagull?
No.
Did you fire up the submarine?
No.
How did you get here?
It was a plane.
Oh, it was an airplane. I don't think anybody should ever fly on a seagull. It just sounds too dangerous. Yeah.
Seagull will be weak.
Seagull would be weak.
Some of the ones in Howth and Dublin there are pretty big.
Yeah, stealing people's chips.
Here's that chip.
Okay, Finlove, let's play Big Fibber. So myself and Nobby are going to tell you a story and then you need to decide which one of us is fibbing, okay? Okay. Nobby, do you want to go first?
Yes, I do.
Oh, sounds very serious. Would you like me to go first?
No.
Are you sure you're ready?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Finn, I once collected so many blackberries in the Dublin mountains that I was able to make my own homemade jam.
Oh, impressive. We found out recently that Nobby is a little bit of a chef. Okay, my story is I used to be cabin crew, so I used to work on aeroplanes. And one day the pilot said, Lucy, will you land this? Because he was a bit tired. And I landed the aeroplane in the wrong airport. Okay, who do we think is fibbing?
Jam or planes?
Lucy is the big fibber.
Yay!
Yay!
You are right. There's no way anybody would trust me to fly a plane. For that reason, I'm going to make sure the minions are played for you on Friday. But love, well done. You've got a family pass to Bunratty Castle in Folk Park. And you can hang out there for the day with your whole family and the seagulls.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
I hope you have a brilliant day.
Enjoy Kerry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And say hello to Jack for us.
Bye.
And a reminder, for fun days out, for all the family, with more culture, crafts and characters, go to bunrattycastle.ie. Big Fibber is back tomorrow.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Why don't you join me here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio as we fire up the flux capacitor and guess the year with Back to the Future. And an eye on all your news, sport, traffic and entertainment too. Plus a chance to win all that cash if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Monday to Friday from 2.
With Tesco Club Card. Feel the power to more.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The M&S sale is here. Get up to 50% off across clothing, home and beauty. Shop in-store or online at marksandspencer.ie. T's and C's apply.
Is premature hair loss denting your self-confidence? Are you seeking a solution to thinning hair or a receding hairline? Then speak to Beacon Hair Restoration. Using the latest technology, we provide hair loss treatments and transplants with no cutting, stitches, scalpels or linear scarring. All procedures are performed by doctors with natural results guaranteed. Prices start from just €2,400, including 12 months aftercare. Beacon Hair Restoration of Dublin. Book your free, no obligation consultation now at beaconhairrestoration.ie.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to more with Tesco Mobile's new 5G SIM-only plan for just €20 a month, which means more data, access to the 5G network and more countries on our international minutes list, so you can say g'day to all your mates in Australia and beyond. Tesco Mobile, this is Supermarket Mobile. T's and C's apply. €20 5G Club Card SIM-only plan is subject to handset coverage and Club Card registration. 30-day rolling contract, direct debit required. Over 18s only. For more info, see tescomobile.ie.
Drive a manual or automatic? Car or van? Then there's someone we'd like you to meet. Mr. Gearbox, Mr. Clutch. With over 40 years' experience as the gearbox and clutch experts, Mr. Gearbox, Mr. Clutch is the only name you need. New cars to vintage, commercials to camper vans. We guarantee fast, professional service, factory standard parts and an extended warranty on all work. Smart drivers choose Mr. Gearbox, Mr. Clutch. Take M50 Exit 5 or see MrGearboxMrClutch.ie.
Getting to grips with a brand new smart speaker? Don't forget, you can use it to listen to your favourite radio station too. Just ask it to play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio for instant access to the home of the 80s and 90s.
Torn for what to watch on movie night? Need a new show to sink your teeth into? Entertainment.ie's Where to Watch is your new hub to find out what to watch next and where you can watch it.
The Ireland's Classic Hits Radio app. Get it now in your app store.
Looking to enrol on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from universities, institutes and colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning.
With Noyex Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Wake me up before you go-go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go-go.
but it's warm in bed. They can dance, we'll stay home and stare. Wake me up before you go, go. Leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. 'Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Why? Take me dancing tonight. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't need you care.
Found the home of even more music at breakfast with Colm and Lucy in the morning
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Radio, please. Every breath you take. It's 8:53 on Tuesday morning. With Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Good morning, everyone.
We've been so busy this morning ranting about pasta and pasta water that
to put in the oil or not?
Do you do exactly? But we do want to know this morning if you have any sort of interesting slash fun facts that you know. Or did you not know that?
Educate us.
Thought everyone knew that.
We've been asking for years. We started off this morning with the fact that you can, you know, if you're trying to open a pistachio and you're hurting your fingernail doing it, if you get half a shell of another pistachio, slide that into the gap, opens the shell.
I'm still not convinced about that, but I will try it.
Christina would like to back up Jeremy's fact that your ears never stop growing.
Oh. Actually, guys, it's correct. Your ears and your nose never stop growing. This is the only two parts of your body that actually does grow all your life. Yes, he's correct. Jeremy is correct.
Wow. And he did try and check.
What's more shocking, that fact or that Jeremy's correct?
Rebecca has a toaster fact.
And another one is, did you know that the numbers on your toaster actually represent the amount of time that your bread stays down in the toaster before it pops?
No.
Probably a lot of people knew that. I didn't know that.
I don't believe that.
You are joking. Oh. I thought it was the heat.
Yeah, it is. It's the intensity.
Rich puts it on one and it takes like 15 minutes to toast, whereas I whack it up to five.
But that's why it's wrong, because if you put it on one, it would only take a minute. I put it on five, it definitely does not take 5 minutes. I'll fight you over it.
Wait, but I think Rebecca wouldn't lie to us.
Yeah, but she may have heard it somewhere else. Darren has got one about the weather forecast on your phone, which I never believe.
No, me neither.
Never.
No, no.
Morning, guys. Darren Morning. Here from Sagard.
Hi.
A little known fact. You know when you open up the weather forecast on your phone?
Yes.
And it says rain. Mm. And then it has 10%, 20%, 30%.
Yes.
That doesn't mean 10%, 20% or 30% chance of rain. That means a 10%, 20% or 30% of the area will get rain. Now, there you go.
No way, Jose.
In your face, Martin King.
No way. That is so interesting.
I know you love this one. Probably
I
even more.
I cannot believe this.
Even more than the weather one.
Go on.
Because it's about wine.
Oh, hello there.
Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, Lucy and Nobby.
Good morning.
Rachel here from Ashburn.
Good morning,
Lucy.
Rachel
might like this one because this is my one.
Go on.
Especially for a night where you fancy a bit of wine.
Yeah, always.
But it's not cold enough. Night. So if you get your kitchen paper and slightly wet it and put it around the bottle, and throw it into the freezer for about a half an hour, you're going to have ice cold wine.
No!
Freezing cold wine. Perfect. Definitely works. I've started doing it. Love the show, guys.
That
Bye.
Is so handy because when we go outside, like if there's listeners' party or if we're doing the show outside of Dublin, I always pack some Chardonnay. I love buttery Chardonnay. It's my new thing.
Buttery?
Yeah, it's called buttery Chardonnay and it's about a tenner. Anyway, I have to stick it in the freezer here in work at 6 o'clock in the morning, which doesn't look good.
Right.
And then by the time I get to later on, I take it out then at 10. It's kind of defrosting, but I'm going to use that trick of just wrapping it up.
I'm not doubting Rachel.
Genius,
I'm just wondering,
genius.
Has she skipped a step here? Because surely if you put wine in the freezer for half an hour, it's going to be cold anyway.
No, but it's going to be extra cold.
Because a bit of
extra
kitchen roll.
Cold. Mm. Because of the wet kitchen roll on the body of the wine bottle.
I remain
I'm learning
unconvinced.
So much. I'm writing everything down.
Any more, please?
Keep
Any
them
more?
Coming.
087-188-0008. You could be off to Fota Island on Friday. We'll tell you all about the woodland walks and the amazing time you will have with dinner, bed and breakfast, bath treatments. Just for the two of you.
Yeah.
Leave those other little people that you're responsible for at home.
Yeah.
Forget about them for 24 hours.
Try.
Maybe even 48. Get in touch and you go in the draw.
It's September. Yay! Back to school. Boo. Homework. Boo. Shorter, darker evenings. Boo. More classic hits. Yep. Join me, Ruth Scott, weeknights from 7 p.m. for even more classic hits. Sadly, can't do anything about the homework.
Ruth Scott at night. Weeknights from 7.
With DFI Beds. Superior quality Irish made beds and mattresses delivered free anywhere in Ireland. DFIbeds.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
If you pop into your local post office today, you might notice a few new additions. They're small, green, and they are great for hopping around the place. They're TFI Leap Cards. And you can now top them up or buy them at your local post office with your card or cash, whichever you prefer. See unpost.com/leap for more information. Unpost for your world.
At PTSB, we're making everyday banking better.
With our Explore Current account, you can earn as you go. Earn up to €5 cash back a month as you pay with your card, and up to 5% cash back when you pay bills with our partners. Apply in-app and start earning today. PTSB. All together more human. Qualifying criteria, terms and conditions apply. 5 cent back on card purchases up to €5 per month. Bills paid by direct debit required. Account partners and benefits are subject to change. €8 monthly maintenance fee applies. Other charges may apply. Over 18, personal customers and e-statements only. Permanent TSB PLC trading as PTSB is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Air. This is the network made for all, with offers made for all. Because all Air broadband customers get €10 off all Air mobile plans. That means all calls, texts and 5G data for just £9.99 a month for 12 months. Because this is Ireland's network. The network we all deserve. The network made for all. For more, go in store or visit air.ie. Air for all. For network substantiation, reward details and full terms, see air.ie/5G.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Celebrate Ireland's music legends with our iconic Irish Voices stamps. On Post, for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. The Israeli military has hit dozens of Hezbollah targets in several areas of Lebanon overnight. As the Israeli military said, more than 50 projectiles are fired from Lebanon into northern Israel this morning. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said the escalation in conflict between the two, now almost reaching a full-fledged war status, Israel launching airstrikes yesterday, killing 492 people in Lebanon in its worst day of atrocity since 2006. France has requested an emergency UN Security Council meeting to discuss Lebanon after Israel launched a major cross-border attack. Simon Harris will be amongst the world leaders at the UN General Assembly getting underway in New York, discussing the conflict there as well as in Ukraine. Amongst the other issues will be climate change. The Taoiseach says some countries have applied inconsistency in their approach to international law when it comes to Israel compared with Ukraine.
Quite rightly, the world stands largely united against Russian aggression. But when it comes to the horrific humanitarian catastrophe in the Middle East, there's still far too much whataboutery and an inconsistent application of international law, and that should be something that everybody really needs to reflect on very seriously in the days ahead at the UN General Assembly.
The body of a man found dead in County Clare 40 years ago is set to be exhumed this morning following a cold case review. 23-year-old Patrick Nugent was working at an event at Bunratty Folk Park when he died in unexplained circumstances at an event in February 1984. Patrick's family believe he died violently and that his death wasn't investigated properly. The Irish Examiner's Mick Clifford says Patrick was working at a 40th wedding anniversary when he died.
That event, there was about 60 guests at it, and then you move forward the end of the evening, it's about 3 a.m. most people went home. There were still a few people on the premises, and suddenly one of the staff heard a loud bang and they heard a noise from the reception area. They went out and Pat Nugent was on the ground looking very distressed, seriously injured. And he said to one of the staff, he clocked me. He didn't say who he was referencing.
Increased numbers of apartments are having an impact in how quickly homes are being delivered. Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland say demand for new homes remains very strong, according to new figures. A survey from the BPFI also found 1 in 10 buying or building a house are using money from gifts or insurance. The Federation Chief Economist Ali Aris says the number of new homes is expected